The problem of public toilets in Pioneer Square has been ongoing and unsolved. The results are apparent for everyone to see and smell. A Pioneer Square merchant built a gorilla porta potty because the aroma from the alley next door was getting to be too much. The city spent millions on high-tech self-cleaning toilets, but ended up pulling them out because of issues with drugs and prostitution. They ended up selling the toilets on eBay back in 2008. Is there finally a solution in sight? Until a few days ago, the Seattle City Council had a tentative deal with a local developer to bring a public toilet to Pioneer Square. In exchange for adding 30 feet to its Pioneer Square building, developer Urban Visions was going to purchase a $250,000 Portland loo for the city. But now that deal may be on hold. The company says it's waiting for the city council to decide on a land use amendment. In the event that the deal falls through, Mayor Mike McGinn says he will include funds for a new loo in his 2014 budget proposal. City Council member Nick Licata joins us to help sort this all out. Nick, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for inviting me to your show.
So Urban Visions was willing to spend $250,000 on a public toilet in exchange for being allowed to build 30 feet higher on their building. You said the city was giving away too much in that deal.
That was part of the debate that took place. That's correct. There's actually good arguments that can be made on both sides. But for the side that was arguing, which quite honestly influenced me quite a bit, was that if we were to treat everyone alike, that would go from what they could build, giving them a bonus to go higher, in which case it would be from 100 feet to 130 feet, under the current incentive zoning laws that we have for providing additional housing, that would cost him $1.2 million. The counter-argument is that, well, Pioneer Square needed a loo, and this was one way of getting it. So rather than going the incentive route, go this other route, and you get the loo. And there's more subtleties as well besides those two arguments, because the developer, who's a good developer, who's done some good projects in the city, simply said, well, look, it's going to cost me too much. I will just go ahead and build a 10-story office building, which he can do under the current zoning. That would not provide the loo, and nor would it provide the residential housing that the neighborhood would like to have. One of the proposals I'm making is that let's go with the loo, but let's have him, that is the developer, pick up the operating costs for the next basically 50 years, which is what the requirement would be for if the public loo was in his building, or if he was to provide the affordable housing or the additional housing that we wanted.
And then you've got Mayor McGinn proposing funds to purchase a public toilet in his 2014 proposed budget. So will the long dearth of public loos in Pioneer Square be over soon?
It seems that way. We'll get it one way or another. We'll either get it through the mayor's budget or we'll get it through the developer. And there's certainly need for a good, well-designed loo, which the Portland loo seems to be. Not just in Pioneer Square, but other areas as well. Pioneer Square is as you know, it attracts many, many people from the major professional sports team events that they have there. We've got three very healthy sport teams. They're attracting thousands of people on some evenings.
With healthy fans and who drink a lot. So when are we going to see a public loo in Pioneer Square? You say it's going to happen. When?
Well, it should happen one way or another, but we're going to have to go through the budget first. And then as well, the budget would be with the mayor's proposal, and would also have to go through the land use committee and the city council to find out if we will require the loo of the developer or not.
Oh man, that sounds like a long time. Like, when's all this going to get sorted out? Isn't it kind of an embarrassment for the city to not have public toilets in this major area? And so, when are we going to get them?
Well, the answer to your first question, as far as when is concerned, it'll be in the next 60 days, and then probably less than that. And then, it'd be nice to have public loos there. In fact, we did purchase some. And as you noted, it turned out to be a disaster. And I think part of the problem there was that they just weren't designed well.
Yeah.
And the major problem was that people were going into them, locking themselves in and doing drug dealings or taking drugs.
Right.
That isn't the situation with this.
Well, someone got a good deal on eBay. Nick Licata, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate
it. Okay.
This is The Record on KUOW.